In John 3, Jesus is approached by this eminent celebrity in Israel called Nicodemus. When Nicodemus begins the conversation, he's very complimentary. We don't know how sincere it is. I think we could give him the benefit of the doubt. He says, "We know you're a teacher who had to come from God because you're doing these mighty signs," which God would be the only explanation for the drama and the power in your ministry. But Jesus appears to change the subject, just as he appeared to change the subject with his mother Mary in John 2, and with the Jewish leaders who challenged him when he cleansed the temple at the end of John 2. Why does he do that? Well, it's our conviction that it's because Jesus speaks to thoughts, not to words. When words mask thoughts, Jesus goes right past the words and addresses the true subject. And we can infer from Jesus' words that Nicodemus had come to see if Jesus was qualified, at least by Pharisaic standards or the standards of the Sanhedrin, to usher in the kingdom of God in Israel after such a long interruption in Israel's self-rule. Is this David's son who will restore the Davidic glory? Jesus, knowing that the kingdom of God is the true subject, says right off the bat to Nicodemus, "Let me tell you something. Unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God." In other words, what Nicodemus is trying to establish is this Jesus qualified? Does he have the right credentials to lead us into the kingdom of God? Immediately, Jesus says, "What about your credentials? You can't even see the kingdom of God, much less enter it, unless you've been born again." I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us, if you can, at rampartpublications.com.